Hello, I'm Carlos Garcia. I am the CEO of Scrapbloc. I am going to show you Scrapbloc. Before I do, let me tell you a little bit about it. Scrapbloc is a drag and drop easy application for creating multimedia scrapbooks. And it's actually pretty cool. You can bring in your photos from Flickr or from any other online source, or even upload them from your computer. And you can mix in your photos, your videos, your audio, and a bunch of creative elements in a pretty unique way. And so without further ado, let me show you how the application works. This is a Scrapbloc builder, the main application. It's all online. There's nothing to download. You can access it through scrapbloc.com. We have an earlier version right now there, a beta version, and we're going to be showcasing this version at demo. And let me show you what you can do. You can drag and drop a photo from your photos tray, and you can move, resize, and rotate the photo however you want. You can also add a border to the photo. I'm just going to increase the border that it has. You can add a shadow to the photo. You can also add reflection to it or transparency. Pretty much like a photo editing application or a desktop design application. And you can also auto-fix your photos and remove red eye. You can crop your photo. You can also add a link to another page within the Scrapbloc or to an external website or blog. So that's just what you can do with photos. Let me show you how we can personalize the Scrapbloc. Here I'm just adding a few backgrounds. I'm looking for one that I like. As you can see, it's all drag and drop. Or I can also use the color picker and select a color from there. I really like the wood background, so let's stick to that one for a moment. Well, it wouldn't be a scrapbook if you couldn't add stickers and balloon comments. So let me show you how stickers work. Here I have a gallery of stickers. I can go get more stickers. These are just the ones that I loaded to this particular Scrapbloc. So as you can see, you can rotate things however you want. And there you go. You can also add shapes to your Scrapbloc. And you have some pretty cool tools over here. You can click here to maintain the aspect ratio of a particular shape or photo, so now it doesn't get distorted. You can also use keyboard controls to delete and things like that. So here I have created a few pages. This is actually my wife and I on a trip that we took to Italy. And this is a theme. So the idea of our themes, as opposed to a template, is that it's a really good design. It's a really good start from a design perspective, but it's not a cookie cutter template. You can move it around, and you can edit the text and move everything, and you can even mix and match with elements of other themes. So the range of the things that you can create with Scrapbloc, it's pretty large. So as you can see, you can write entire paragraphs of text, and like a desktop application, Scrapbloc uses the fonts that are installed in your computer, so you don't have to be loading fonts. We've added a few cool fonts that we think that everyone will enjoy also. And as you can see, you can move everything around. Another cool feature is that you can select multiple objects at the same time. You can also do that with the keyboard controls. And once you've done that, you can group them together. So now I have grouped together all these elements, and now I can move them around all together. You can take all the elements on that page and do that. So let me create a new page and show you how everything starts. You can get more photos. Here I have pre-selected some photos from my Flickr account, and as you can see, these are the photos that I have uploaded to my Scrapbook account. I can just drag and drop them into the tray. I can also go into my Flickr account and get more photos. So one pretty cool feature about Scrapbook is that you can add video to your Scrapbook. You just have to go to the Insert Video, and you can embed a video from YouTube or any other source. So you can replace photos, as you can see. Just delete that one. You can add new pages, you can delete pages, and you can even duplicate pages. You can also add music and narration. And once your Scrapbook is finished, you just press the publish key, and it's already published to a URL that you define. So each Scrapbook has a unique URL, and each Scrapbook also has an RSS feed, so your friends and family can subscribe to the RSS feed, or they can also get email notifications every time you make an update to it. Another cool feature about the Scrapbook is that you can publish it to Flickr as a photo set. So if you do all your sharing in Flickr and you want to just bring a lot of photos into Flickr, create something really cool and post it back to Flickr, you can do that as a photo set. Let me show you how it's done. You go to the share file menu and click post to Flickr, and this dialog opens, and you can post all the pages that I have created in that Scrapbook to a photo set. I can name the photo set, or I can just drag and drop the pages that I want to publish to Flickr, and then I just click post and it gets published to Flickr as a photo set. We're also working with similar functionality on other sites like Webshots and PhotoBucket and so forth. So the end product that you get with Scrapbook is once you publish it, you can publish it to your own URL. And bear with me, I'm looking for the, okay, here it is. So here's a published Scrapbook. And as you can see, it has comments, and you can add comments to it. You can also rate it. You can navigate the pages. We've added some really cool transitions. You can add a note anywhere in a page, just like Flickr. So here, let me just quickly add a note. And as you can see, that note is now there for other people to see. I can play it as a slideshow, and it will play with music as well. And I think we have no volume. Okay. So, and here's the embed code, and you can just take this code and post it to your blog, so you can play your Scrapbook, your entire Scrapbook, inside your blog or another personal website. Okay. So the number one request we get from our users is that they want to be able to print their Scrapbooks, and we're basically offering that to them. They can create amazing photo books, high quality photo books, and they can also create DVDs and postcards. And we're working on other products. This is just an example of the quality of the photo book that you will be able to create with Scrapbook. And as you can see, this is pretty much the layouts that we were showing you now. And all these elements are things that you can move around, resize, and rotate however you want. And this is actually a prototype photo book. It shows you a variety of the themes that will be available when we launch the new version of Scrapbook. And again, this is the Italy trip that I was showing to you earlier. That's my wife, Margarita, and this is our son, Lorenzo. So basically you're getting to know me as well.
How much does a book like this cost to print out?
Well, we're going to have various formats of books. This one is going to be like $50, and we're also going to have books from $15 and up. And also the DVDs are going to be like $20.